95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
No. We're not doing it Monday. Nope. I refuse. Let's just shut it down. Nope.
I think next Monday is the day we're kicking off. We're just demanding it.
Practice then. We just need to practice.
Go home now?
Yes. Well,
we're both here. Why'd we both come
in? Everybody go home. I don't know. I just wasn't thinking. Everybody go home. You listening right now? Go home.
Maybe we came up with this plan a minute too late.
No. Well, what
else
is new?
Son of a bitch.
Typical.
We'll talk about Bob Saget, of course,
yeah.
Who passed away. The dumbest thing that got you fired.
Okay.
Which I have one. Do you have one?
No.
You're such a liar. How to get rid of your crap.
Yes.
Sluggo has some great ideas.
We have come up with a way to get rid of all that clutter that you've been saying you're going to get rid of at the new year.
And it doesn't involve stupid charity. It involves...
helping your man, fellow man.
Right, just dumping it on unknowing strangers.
Yes.
But it's more fun.
Fun, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sort of didn't want to come in today.
Yeah, I understand.
Because I was good friends with Bob Saget, and he passed away yesterday. And that was very difficult. And I'm sort of the kind of person who... would rather keep that to myself.
Yep, you sure are.
I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
So people would call me at home and say, hey, do you want to give a statement or something else?
Right.
And I would go, no,
yeah.
No, I don't really.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of...
Bob would fully understand. It's one of the reasons you guys were friends.
Yes, agreed. Yeah. So I want to tell you the first time that I went out with Bob Saget for lunch.
Right.
He was a guest on the show.
Right.
And he gave me his phone number and I gave him mine.
Right.
And he said, let's go out to lunch. Now... when you're doing a radio show, especially one like we were doing over there where we had a lot of guests,
yep.
You hear that a lot. And what it means in Hollywood speak is I feel like it would be really fun for you and I to get together and go out to lunch.
Right.
We're not gonna.
Right.
Because your schedule's difficult.
Yes,
my schedule's
exactly.
difficult.
Exactly.
And there's no ballast. It's just not gonna happen.
But if for some reason everything got super quiet at one moment in time and we could,
yes.
I'd love to.
I think it would be fun.
Yes.
So that's what I thought was gonna happen.
Sure.
So I didn't text him.
Right.
So then he came in the next time, and he's like, why didn't you text me? And I said, that's so funny. Because he's a comedian.
Right.
Oh, that's hilarious. I get it. Why didn't I text you to go to lunch?
And as usual, usually it's always the saying the thing that doesn't really make any sense that's funny. Or like, you
right.
know, this is not how I really feel.
Right.
So it's funny to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I laughed it off and didn't think anything about it. The third time he came in, he's like,
dude.
What do I have to do to have lunch with you?
Wow.
And I was like, wait,
wow.
Hold up,
yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You want to have lunch with me?
You like me?
Like,
no.
I mean,
sort of. Yeah, no, sure.
It was sort of like, you know, everybody means well when they say that, but very
right.
few people will follow through and
it's
do it.
Social grease.
Does he not know who I am?
No,
you
he didn't.
You know what I mean?
Like, he really, yeah.
He shouldn't be having lunch with me.
But he could tell.
Quickly. I guess.
Yeah, that you guys would get along.
So the third time, I texted him because then I thought, mm-hmm. when he doesn't respond,
there
the fourth time I'm going to attack.
Sure.
And that'll be hilarious.
Right.
And he responded.
Really?
And he said, day and time, place,
huh.
meet you there.
Yeah, that is insanely rare.
Right.
In this, I mean, people have also, like you said, I could see easily it going to the fourth time and you
yes.
be having the attack opportunity because he didn't...
So-
because they, you know...
I was so angry when he texted me back. Because I was like, no, that's not the way this is supposed to go. But then we would start having meals regularly.
Hmm.
And, I mean, an hour and a half.
Wow.
Meals for me, unless it's with someone I love, is a hard 14 minutes out.
Sure. Absolutely.
You
yep.
go in, you order.
Yep.
You order everything at once. You
mm-hmm.
order as soon as the waiter gets there.
Yep.
And you're out at 14 minutes. If
yep.
you've gone 15 minutes, you're there too long.
Yep.
But we would sit
either
there
that or you're trying to work on a new deal.
Correct.
Like
yes.
trying to get a new job going.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, but he would talk to me like I was a friend.
Really?
Yeah.
So like,
and
I
that
mean,
dynamic was super weird at first, but then later I started thinking of him just as a dude. He's just Bob. He's not Bob Saget TV star.
Right.
Because that's who he really was just Bob.
Right. So how deep, you guys clearly, as time went on, went into much deeper, important conversations.
Yeah.
Things that matter to
yes.
you.
Yes.
How soon do you think that happened with him, really?
Pretty quickly,
yeah,
because
so
he's that person.
Right. and a friend. You know, you just, those connections with real ultimate friends always kind of happens.
And I think he could tell that I'm the type of person that he would get along with.
Right.
And could trust.
Right.
And I felt the same thing with him.
Right.
Yeah. So he would tell me he's dating Kelly, who became his wife.
Right.
And I would say, oh, hey, show me a picture. Oh, you're dating up. You know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But yeah, it was, he was just genuinely the nicest. And I know everyone else is saying this, but it's because it's really true.
Yeah.
The nicest human being on the planet.
Wow.
And his, in the last 10 years, his mom and dad have passed.
Yeah.
He lost a sister to a brain aneurysm.
Right.
And he lost another sister to scleroderma, which I'd never heard of before. But then he got into this charity for raising money for scleroderma. And I'm going to post that link if you appreciate anything about Bob Saget's work, or he meant something to you or whatever. Maybe you want to donate to that charity. That's the charity that he was passionate about. And I went to several, you know, fundraisers.
Great.
And
yeah, you know, and
he would love that.
Rolling back to what you said about him being so nice, and genuinely, that's true. I, again, how many people used to come into that station over there? Mm-hmm. I mean, not only the morning show, you guys, and then Love Line at night. So there were artists in and out of there all the time. Most of them were there for the show and then gone.
Right.
But Bob, on a regular basis, I would come out of the studio and he'd be sitting with the phone ops who were like in their 20s, you know, making no money, and laughing with them and making them laugh. And sometimes they didn't even know who he was because he was already to a point
That's
where...
That's hilarious.
Yes.
And, hey, old man, what are you doing here?
Yeah. But he would be, they would be laughing and how, and he would sit there for like 30, 40 minutes just shooting the poop with these people, which was awesome.
And here's what I would like to say about him specifically is that, so he had his mom and his dad and his sister pass away. Right. That's a lot of pain for one life.
Yep.
And there was nobody that was more positive.
Wow.
Always.
Right.
He's the best. He's the closest version of a human being to a dog. Always thrilled to see you.
Right.
Always happy.
What an awesome way of putting it.
Always positive.
Right.
Everything is great and this is fun and we're going to go do that. And it's going to be the positive energy that came out of him.
Right.
Is a miracle considering what his personal life, what he had to go through.
Right. Right. Right.
And it never was not that way.
Right.
Even when I was talking to him, just he'd call and say, hey, we haven't checked in a while. What's going on? And, you know.
And it wasn't to, hey, let me present you this sob story. Yeah.
It was just, he was always in a positive, good mood.
Yeah.
And I really feel like it would be a lot better off if there were more people like him, not less.
Right. Yes.
Because just of the, every time you meet that person, you feel better.
Right.
Those people are hard to find.
Very rare. Yeah, that is a fact.
And that's who he is. So, R.I.P. Bob Saget.
And when he was here back in August, we have a little segment with him that I would love to throw on.
We'll do that next. And also, again, I'll put up on my Twitter at the Kevin Ryder the link to his charity, because that's the one that he was so passionate about for so long and his sister Gay died of. So, R.I.P. Bob.
Wayne Smith from Chino.
Hmm?
Wayne Smith from Chino.
You love him?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. So Wayne knows what to do.
Yes,
right, I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah.
We were talking about Bob Saget a minute ago, and he unfortunately passed away yesterday at 65
just
years old.
Shocking news. I mean, I'm not, but I'm dying to know what happened. What went on?
I don't know. I don't think that's been discovered
yet. Not really. But so far, no foul play.
They say no foul play, and they say they don't think there are any drugs involved.
Right.
So, but, I mean, he had his three uncles that had heart attacks.
Right.
And, like, there was stuff in his family that could have...
He was peaceful in his sleep, it looks like.
I certainly hope so.
It looks like it.
Yeah. But anyway, he stopped by this year a couple of months ago in August. Nope, last year.
Yeah.
This is a new year, it turns out.
Who knows?
Who knew?
Who cares?
August 18th of 2021, he stopped by to talk about who knows what.
Everything.
When he shows up, he's like a car going downhill without a steering wheel.
One of the best guests
ever. It's impossible to corral him.
Yep.
And this is a little bit of how that went.
You are now about to witness the strength of Bob Saget. Bob Saget, numero uno. Nobody does it better. Bob Saget, illest motherfucker in a car.
cardigan sweater.
Bob Saget is here right on time.
Bob is thorough.
I'm very much so. I'm litigious.
How many people did you actually kill to get here
I
on time?
I didn't kill anyone. Oh. I just...
Did you maim?
Run off the road?
No maiming. Okay. The joke would have been, I only killed people that don't believe the way I believe.
The American way.
That's where we're at. But no, because you know what was great about you guys? I was listening to your show the whole way instead of listening to the assorted news outlets that I find myself flittering between and gets me all upset, makes me want to go do comedy and stand up and just be silly and stupid and gross.
We try to avoid news.
Your news was rats. Your news was a stampede of rats. I'm like, this is so much better than what you turn on the TV or hear on the radio.
Stampede of rats. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, because my house has been invaded by rats. I couldn't wait to get here.
Well, I've had rats too, but not a stampede.
Not like I had.
Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They had a stampede. I have three air conditioners.
Right.
And they had to pull out all the ductwork from all of them. They were full of rats.
Wow.
Because there were places they were getting in, and they worked together. They're teammates. They're buddies.
Yes, that's true.
It's a buddy system, yeah.
It is. And they don't care about political party. They just want to ruin your they want to ruin your home. And they are. One of them was my agent, so I had him. If he's listening, that's not him. But,
if he's not listening, it was him.
Yeah, no, it's a past agent, always. Okay. But it was wonderful that I got rid of them, and I found them. I'm still trying to get a hold of my exterminator, because as they all tell you, it's hard to find good help these days.
Sure is.
Well, look at the theater system in New York. They're going to bring back Broadway, but rats have inhabited all those theaters.
Is that right?
And these theaters are from, 1911, 1920. And so it's going to be something. They're in there.
I had rats chewing up the wires in my car.
That's a really common thing now. Yeah, very common thing.
That's when you were working at K-Rat.
Yes. Because my engine was warm. They would go in there, and then they would just chew everything up.
Yeah, they were like warm. I had one trying to breastfeed off of me once. They don't stop. They just nibble till they get to the chunks. But I miss him.
Was it satisfied?
Yeah, I loved it. I raised
him
as my own.
Not you, for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He milked out.
He was kind of like Stuart Little. For a while, I dressed him up, and then I realized he had rabies. And he couldn't talk. He wasn't Stuart Little.
Minor details.
Right. That's a lot of people have been getting in trouble for that.
Have you seen the latest Suicide Squad?
I have.
Did you see the cute girl with the rat on her shoulder? You go, I like rats now.
That is the cutest rat.
Yes.
You're rat rooting. You're rooting for the rat.
You are.
Right.
She's delightful.
Did you see her?
And I don't use that word.
No, that's pretty weird.
Delightful.
Yeah.
What?
She's delightful.
Yeah, that's
she's
what I said.
She's incredibly calm. You did say that.
She's delightful. Have you guys noticed she's delightful?
It's not a word I generally
you
throw
never
around.
Very unusual. Said that. You would normally say, I don't like him. That rap
was a strange thing.
I actually liked that movie. It made me feel good. It felt calmer than the news.
Everything is calmer than the news.
The world. We got to do something.
All I can
do is comedy. I'm
right. You're doing your part. We're trying to do our part.
You are doing your part. I mean, the rat stampede. I laughed in my car. When's the last time I laughed in my car? When I said something funny to myself.
You crack yourself up.
When my little Stuart Little wannabe. he's a wannabe. He's like he's just.
Was it painful to breastfeed?
Not really, because I had numbed it. I take a lot of injections, and if you inject it with Novocaine, you don't feel
anything.
Then
you don't notice. Okay.
No, you don't. And
but do they know to suck and not bite?
Pardon?
We're still talking about rats.
Oh, I got confused.
Bob Saget in the studio with us, who's been out doing a lot of live shows through the pandemic. How has it been?
The world, because of what it's gone through, since I saw you last, I've opened more places.
Yes.
In places that are you don't expect to go. I was in St. Louis and had a great experience. Then I went to Huntsville, Alabama. It was like I was looking for COVID, right?
And then you were in the wrong place.
And then I went to Nashville, and I had, six shows. It all starts as four shows, then it becomes another night and another couple shows. And Late Shows Friday is why Steve Martin in his book Born Standing
Up. That's right. That's exactly what
Brad
said.
Why he quit.
Right.
Because of Late Shows Friday. And it used to feel that way, but it doesn't now.
Oh, that's a shame, because what we told Brad's, we told Brad's audience to buy him a lot of shots during his first show.
Right.
So that he would then match
their bad mood and
the drunkenness of the crowd.
Yeah.
Well, he needs
that, will that work with you?
Well, with Brad, though, he has a mosh pit. So that he can, because he likes to be tossed throughout the audience. So they,
that is true.
Yeah, they have catcher's mitts. They actually highlight with him.
And of course, you don't get a lot of highlight references.
No, you've ever had one.
That. Yay.
You know what that was? That was delightful. But Brad Williams is hilarious.
Yes.
And so.
Do you not find then Friday night shows aren't so bad anymore?
Is it I love all my shows.
Or?
Well, what's happening is I have a new 90 minutes that I'm rolling everywhere, and I'm trying out different things constantly. So I used to look at it as, oh, a second show. Why? I could just go to a city. In some cities, I just do a theater because it's that kind of city.
Right.
But other cities that are more off the beaten path, if I do a comedy club that's a good one, like the Oxnard Levity Live is 500 seats.
Wow.
So there aren't your ads. It's really clean. They
very
don't,
few.
They're frozen. Frozen food is good. It's not frozen. You just eat it frozen.
Why'd you call it frozen food then?
Well, because other clubs, they would be frozen.
I see.
And, okay. But this place is actually, they have a kitchen, which is good. And so the fried rat's really good.
Excellent.
I'm really selling the
Are
food.
You bringing your little rat?
My little rat is, what do you mean? Oh, my little Stuart uh-huh. Little.
Stuart Little,
For
yeah.
Me, I thought you were insulting my wife.
How dare you?
How could you do that?
Your wife's the only good part of you.
Yes, that's true. Because my left nipple shot from the rat. But no, she's on a plane. She's going to a wedding.
No, I love your wife. She's great.
Hey, back off.
She's great. That's yeah. all I'm saying.
Thank you. She really is.
That's why I said it.
Oh, that's delightful. But she's that'll be the sample from today.
That's delightful. It is weird when I use a word like that
it's
when
very
I
odd.
Don't normally say, but Mary Lynn Rice Cub, for some reason, I'm writing a book about being at the other station, and I'm talking about interviews.
Good.
And some people are naturals, and most people aren't.
Yeah. Most people
and
are not.
When yeah. she comes in, she's so easy and natural and funny and fun.
She knows who she is.
Yes.
She's been in working her whole life. I mean, she's really...
And I don't say that to say anything bad about other people. It's just a different skill.
But if the mics were off, we would name names.
Yeah, of course. And we will.
I'm going to turn the mics off now.
Well, I'll tell you, I just had a conversation because I do my podcast, Bob Saget's Here For You.
Yeah, well, do you think ours was the best top three, top five... Top 10 years in mind?
This still hasn't happened? This was, how long ago was this you came in?
I would say yes. Yours is always number one.
Shocking. And,
much better answer. What's wrong with you? Last time you were...
I'm a third responder. It's so funny. This past Monday, I had Ed Asner on.
Oh, wow. Because
cool. He was complaining on Twitter, like, yes, I'm still alive.
He was just on Grace and Frankie, right? One of the new episodes.
Yeah,
wasn't he
working
on that commercial where we were on Cat? There's
oh
no catch.
My God! Yeah, he was so angry.
Is that
he
him?
Want to film
is,
those.
Yes,
yeah.
And he's not stopping working. And
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Should people
for
don't know the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Lou Grant, but when they hear the Old Man and Up, it touches them because and he loved it.
Sure.
And it was so funny because he is a curmudgeon. Period. He's a get off my lawn
awesome.
Kind of guy.
Sure.
And so, but I've known him for a long time. He's come to my scleroderma benefits that you've come to, and he's very
Which
generous.
Great.
Doesn't want me to say that on the air. Well,
he doesn't want to say.
He, said,
he doesn't want people to know he's generous.
He said, "I want the money back." That's what he, and then I said to him, "It was really nice having you at the end of the thing." And he goes, "I just want to tell you, I really do like you, Bob."
Wow, that's a hell of a compliment
hold up,
from him.
There's
in
more.
Public.
There has to be more.
No, and then I got silent because that affected me emotionally.
Yeah,
because this is a senior man,
right?
That is a guy that I fully looked up to.
He rules.
And you said, "Is there a catch?"
Yeah,
the catch is.
And you
I said
catch.
That,
there's no catch.
It's the catch of the day. And I killed it with my mouth. And I said to him, you know, if I told you that I loved you, Ed, that wouldn't go well. No, you're not.
Bob is a very loving person.
He'll say I love you to me,
and I'll say it to him.
I will.
You're
yeah,
waiting for him to say it to you. Just, I mean, you've said it to him several times, but
I'm usually nude.
You are, and I use your knee to satisfy my delight. But the
not
other
even
thing
sure
is
how that
then,
would work. Yeah. Yes,
Monday, because we were talking about we know who the bad ones are and the good ones are,
yes.
And all that. Of most people do too. Most people sometimes they get tricked. Sometimes there's a comedian. He's Scottish, and his name is Daniel Sloss. Do you know him?
No.
He's amazing. He had two Netflix specials. His last one was on HBO Max called X. He's on my podcast, and he was talking about, he just wrote a book, too, that came out because he's in his 30. So I'm
what?
Like, I said, damn
Did you.
Did
you say he's 30?
He's 30. He's got the work of a 45-year-old person.
Wow.
And it's all about relationships. And it's just...
I didn't have anything to write about when I was 30.
He's lived more than us already. But what I loved about it is he's very self-effacing, and he admits he's got problems.
Right.
And he's it's just what I'm in the mood for right now, disarming and yet... a gentle but strong stand-up, and then, you know, and confident. And then he was saying that 15%, he thinks the American comedians' stand-ups are probably the best in the world, because that's where they come out of. And then, of course, Britain has a better ratio of great comedians for the amount of comedians they have.
Right.
Because there's more intellect required. Whereas a lot of times, I'll go on the road. I'm really on tour. And sometimes I'll go somewhere and I'll say, I would like someone to open that would be great. That could be a good feature act. And they send me links. And anybody that starts with, "Hi, how you doing? How you doing tonight? Are you ready to have a good time?"
You're in? Is that a thumbs up then?
Urine is what I think of it. That's number
so
one.
So thumbs down, you're saying.
That would be, no, it's not necessary, because that's not really a conversation.
Right.
You know, that's just, they're nice. They're trying to warm them up.
Sure.
But that's a sign of something's not going to go right.
Have you ever had somebody that opened for you that destroyed and made you not want to go on?
I have the best story ever.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Killed not in the negative way.
No,
destroyed an audience.
That's great. And you didn't want to follow them.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know, because it's just one of the sweetest people I've ever met. So I was on an Australian tour, mm-hmm. and I was at the Enmore Theatre in Sydney. And I was on a Live Nation tour, and all my gigs were so wonderful. I was in Melbourne and Brisbane, and then they say, go to Perth. Perth, that's my accent of someone.
I'm sorry, can I hear it again?
I didn't want to do it.
Do it.
No.
Say go to Perth.
Go to Perth. I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's a drunk British person, I think.
I think he's maybe the community chess guy.
It's as good as I could do, so
he's only get out of jail free card. But, Joe. I don't know what he says. Bye, Joe. That's how my rat talked in my mind.
It was it?
Beautiful, with a monocle and a top hat. That's Stuart Little. No monocle. But anyway.
And a little cane that there was walking on.
Tiny little cane. And luxury tax in Monopoly is 75%.
So Perth,
they tell you,
get tough on to keep Bob on target.
I'm right here. So they say, get on a plane tomorrow. You go to Perth, you'll come back, and you'll do Sydney. And it turns out Sydney was a guy, and I wasn't really up for it. But then I went back to the city, beautiful city of Sydney. But Perth is a 6-hour flight. It's like flying York to Catalina, a little past LA.
Right.
And I did it. I was really messed up.
Flew 6 hours, did a show, flew 6 hours back.
Yeah, wow. And they were all laughing at me.
Of course they were. They were like, why did you say yes?
Yeah, it's the funny American that doesn't know. It's a large country. But I did a show in Sydney, and I was on the early show, and I didn't know it was part of a comedy festival. This great comedian Will Anderson had the 9:30 show, and I had I was going to say a full house. That's not good.
Yeah, don't say that.
I'll get over it. I'm just breathing it through. It's Lamaze. And I had like a 7 o'clock show. And I went, I'll just do it. I mean, what the heck? What do I care? I'm going to make people laugh. I'm in Australia. This is what I wanted to do forever. And a young man opened for me. And I just thought he was the sweetest guy. He's like, it's so nice to meet you. I watched your work. He was this amazing, sweet guy. And I went, I can't wait to watch you. And then he gets on stage and he destroys. It's Ronnie Chang. It's Ronnie Chang. Before he got The Daily Show, before he did his Netflix special, before he's a movie star, before he's on his way with hit after hit.
Giant dudes are always super cool from day one all the way through.
Did you grab a mic and say, thanks for coming, everybody. Good night.
Yeah, how did you handle that? What did you do?
He said, you don't have to stay. No, what he did was he was so strong on stage and so, not aggressive, but it's his life. So he's talking about his parents and all this real stuff, and it's so connected. And he's just gifted. You know, people have it or they don't. We were talking about that. And I don't know if you remember.
I don't remember that at all.
Let me wheel you over to the sunroom.
Go ahead.
But then he comes backstage and he goes, oh, thank you so much for letting me open for you.
Wow.
And he was so sweet.
Do you think inside he was going, F you, Saget?
No, zero.
Really? Just too nice?
Zero. When I see him now, he hugs me online. Wow. It's like I love you. He is a genuinely incredible person.
Can I tell you a story that might embarrass you?
Please.
We were at the comedy festival, the KLOS Comedy Festival.
Right.
And you went on before Bill Burr.
Yeah.
And Bill Burr was standing backstage when you were wrapping up with your fantastic song about being positive.
Yeah, that's my new closer.
And Bill Burr said under his breath, Bob should have closed. Well, he sort of didn't want to go after you.
I love him a lot.
I do, too.
I know you do, but my love's deeper.
Okay.
Because mine is genuine. Also
you love him more. Physically. Okay. All right, Bob, we have to go.
Okay.
You know I love you.
I love you.
We must go.
I must go.
You must go. I'm staying.
Okay.
Okay.
You're listening to Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
I looked for that song desperately.
Oh, yeah.
Because
right.
He did it at the KLOS Fest.
Right.
And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And it was also very much in line with what I believe, which is there's a lot of positive things to focus on.
Right.
Let's not all focus on just negative. But
right.
I could not find it
really?
Anywhere because he'd been working on it, was going to put it in his next special.
Right.
At which point, then you would be able to pull it up and find it. But
yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Bob Saget.
Yep.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. I've been here almost a year.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
That's hard to imagine.
February 18th. You'll have been here at KLOS for a year.
And one last thing about Bob Saget. He did call on my first day.
I'm right here.
Hey, Bob.
I am right here. Hello, my friends. Kevin, I'm so happy that you're on 98.6. I just had my,
come
I
on, Bob.
My temperature. I just took my temperature rectally, and that's what it says. So I assume that's what you're doing. Sluggo, how are you, my friend? It's
wonderful.
Been long.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. That's
smart move. I'm so glad that you're there and Bean's back, and it's just good.
No, it's just me and Sluggo.
No, what?
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's it.
Every day now. Every day. So what time do you guys start every day?
3 o'clock, 3 to 7.
So now you can be on my hours, comics hours. You
yes.
don't have to get up at 5 in the morning, get the newspaper, step on a sprinkler, break
yes.
your foot open.
Correct. I woke up this morning and I took a shower and I was ready to go. And I still had like 4 hours before I had to leave. I didn't even know what to do with myself.
That's a good time to read Cliff Notes.
Okay.
Of famous books, and then call an old teacher.
And then act like I read the book. I like it.
I don't know. I had a premise, and I shouldn't have pitched it on the air. It was Rodney Dangerfield who used to say, I've got no beginning, I got no end, and I'm weak in the middle. But I'm thrilled. I'm so happy you're there.
Thank you.
We really need you, and Klaus is lucky to have
K-L-O-S,
you.
K-L-O-S, yeah.
It's
K-L-O-S.
Not Klaus?
No.
And Croc is a croc of, so they're gone.
You're right.
So and I'm just thrilled. When I found out that you were doing this, I saw it on Twitter, I had to take care of myself. I got so excited.
Oh, all right.
Bob, do you have any video of that? Bob, pray tell, please.
Well, it was actually shot at the parking garage on the guy on the floor below me.
So oh, that's sad.
So, yeah, it's on TikTok. So I'm pretty happy with it. I don't know what song was playing. Let's see. I'm only happy when it rains. I think he was playing.
Sure.
I'm glad you're well. I'm
Thank
really
you.
Happy you're well.
You know, I got it twice.
I got COVID twice.
Two times.
Yeah, that sucked.
He's that guy
know,
that goes back
I
for
know.
Second cupcakes in grade school.
I do not recommend it. It's not cool.
No, don't do it.
Not cool.
Have you ever had herpes?
No.
Liar.
Good. It's a great question, though.
I can't wait to see you then.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you saw this story about this woman getting fired for stealing a health bar for $2.99.
No. Wow, really?
They tried to fire her.
Right.
Went to court for
three years.
It was in court for 3 years.
Over $2.99.
Yes.
Wow.
And the court ruled that they couldn't fire her.
So she was an employee. She
yes.
decided that she was going to give herself a super discount.
Well, I don't know that that's true for sure, but that's what the accusation was.
The accusation. Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly, right.
And then they just couldn't drop it. They just couldn't let it go.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Because it seems like it would cost a lot of money
yes.
to be in court for that long.
The first 0.00008 seconds with a lawyer was more than $2.99.
Also, if I stole the health bar, I don't want to go back to that business.
Right.
To fire me for it?
Right. No.
Even if I stole it, I feel guilty.
I want to quit every job I ever have, no matter how wonderful it is, let alone something like that.
Well, that's the topic, is stupid reasons you got fired.
Ah, nice.
Stupid reasons that you got fired. I got fired from a construction job. We were scraping cement off the floor of apartment complexes.
Okay. That sounds fun.
And there were like 200 apartment complexes, and they all had the exact same
floor plan. Yeah. So you, man, after 3 days, you don't know where you are.
Right.
Yeah.
So every day we would kind of tear through and do a real half-assed job.
Sure.
Just really. Yeah. We were working at a solid 30%.
Right.
But we got through quickly,
right.
And then we would go up on the second floor, we would find an empty apartment, and we would make a ball, a baseball, out of duct tape.
Okay.
And then we'd pick up a 2x4.
Sure.
And we would play baseball.
Well, that's good.
Right?
Get that's a little exercise.
I thought it was good, too.
30% work.
Keep us in shape.
Sure. Yes.
Really, really rocking at that 30%.
Yeah. You know, so most of the cement is off the floor for the new folk that move in.
So we were diving around and hitting things. And, yeah. You know, we did break one window. But,
you know,
look, how
happen.
Expensive is one window at that point?
How many windows do you think you and I have broken together over the years?
That's a different topic. Oh,
yeah.
That has to
a
be
lot
a different
of glass.
Topic because a lot. Myself alone, over 20 when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
So hang on. Yes. Let me write that down for a future topic. All right. Yep. So stupid things that you did. They
got fired for.
So they found us playing baseball.
Right.
And they didn't find that entertaining.
Ah.
And they didn't care about the health of their employees.
Ah.
Right.
Right.
It was exercise.
Yeah.
So that we could do work our way up to 31% on the cement. We're trying to improve our performance.
Yes.
But that's a job I didn't care about. And
sure.
I assume that's how most people are going to get fired from for doing something stupid.
Yeah.
Is it's a job.
You didn't go and go, I will never play baseball with a duct tape baseball ever again, let alone break any windows.
No, they told us we were fired. We were like, fine.
Did they walk in on you while you were doing it? And
Then
everybody out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And none of us were upset.
No.
It's just like, this
who cares?
Job sucks. So, listen, I don't have another job, but I'll find one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't need to do this.
I'll find another job I can do 30% at.
Exactly. So, dumbest thing you did and got fired. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about you did something stupid and got fired for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, just for fired.
Yeah, you got fired for doing something stupid.
Well, I guess we weren't really doing anything stupid, but we quit.
All right. Yeah, that's not the same thing.
Nope.
But thanks for calling.
Thanks for trying. Good try. I think we should fire him.
It's not even close to I quit. No, you got fired because you were doing something stupid. That's what we want to talk about.
Yeah, and what about you? Did you get fired for doing something stupid?
So I was once fired from a temp job for drawing on fruit in the office.
Drawing on fruit?
What kind of, was it a store, a grocery store?
No, I was working in this, it was like a nonprofit office of a tent. And the backstory, if you understand where I'm coming from, is I was like early 20s, so bored. Like everyone was out on a work trip and I was pretty much alone in the office. And every week they would get this shipment of fruit. And I was just so bored. I had done all my work and like there's no one to talk to at all. So I basically like drew some like silly little faces on some fruit as like a kind of like a wholesome prank.
I approved that.
Yeah.
But HR did not approve of that. Mm. And so after they saw the fruit, there was like a witch hunt and they were sending like pictures of it around the office, like who did this? And then
that's awesome.
Here's some office politics. So another temp, I guess she was trying to get like a full time job there. So I thought I could trust her, so I mentioned to her that I had done it. And he actually ratted me out to HR, and then I got fired. But I honestly hated that stuff anyway.
That's so lame. I mean, it's like...
It's not lame. It's awesome.
Smiley face on a banana is a wonderful thing.
You did the right thing.
You did. Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS. You got fired for doing something stupid.
We are talking about the dumbest thing that you did that you got fired for.
I made a Skippy burrito.
A what burrito?
A Skippy. Dog Skippy. Dog food Skippy.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
For who?
Someone kept stealing my lunch.
Ah.
So I thought I'd make a Skippy burrito, and it ended up being my boss's boss that and I was stealing my burrito.
Wow, what a bastard! And then you got fired?
Your boss's boss was stealing your lunch, and you put dog food in a burrito, and you got fired.
Yeah, just because he wasn't happy about it.
The man is a dick. That is all there is to it.
But by the way, you rule. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's awesome that you would put dog food in it and hope somebody stole it.
I hope he ate a good chunk of it.
That's fantastic.
He did. He wasn't happy.
Good. All right, on, man. And that's bogus. We hate that guy for you. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking calls on dumb things you got fired for.
Oh, I got fired for lifting a coworker's Volkswagen on a forklift and parading it all over the place. On a bog parking lot, a Thrifty, and everything else. I run into people. It was 40 years ago, and I run into friends since. And that's the one thing they always remember. Do you remember when you
that Volkswagen? That's awesome. Dude, thanks for calling. Thank you.
You do good work. I don't think we're encouraging people in the right way.
What else is new?
Hi there. You got fired for doing something stupid?
Yeah, I got busted doing donuts in a forklift.
Donuts in a forklift.
Well, if only you had a VW on it. On the forklift,
right? It was a good time.
That's great.
Forklift. That's pretty great.
Such a thing now, too. Donuts.
That's so me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How long did you work there?
I was a terrible employee. I was only there for about like 6 or 7 months before they finally caught me doing it.
I should have mentioned mine was 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah. We were playing
this. Wow.
But
you beat me.
Didn't care. No, it's not a race. Didn't care about the job at all.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Likewise.
Who cares how long it was? Yeah.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
He got fired for doing something stupid. 818-955-KLOS. Stupid things you did that you got fired for.
Kevin Fuego, how in the hell are you?
Greetings. Good.
We are great. You got fired for doing something dumb?
Yeah, well, you know, in 1979, got hired as a busboy, and I had that tray, the tray with the water and drinks on it, and it was the first time I ever picked up this tray. And I went to this lady's table, and I said, well, how do you do this to myself? How do you take the glass, put it on the table without tilting the tray? Sure enough, I tried it, and all the glass all over her dress. Well, good news, it was just water. But it went, she had, like, this green dress, and oh, my God.
All right, everybody, welcome to the wet dress contest.
Yeah, next day. You're fired, dude.
Man. Can I ask a question? Why didn't you try it when there wasn't a customer right in front of you? Like maybe a run through.
There you go. That's
Damn it.
Okay.
Kevin, that's a good question. I mean, we don't want those.
Okay.
We don't think
that's a good
ahead.
Point. All right, my bad. Well, you did the right
what
thing.
What was the noise like as it all spilled and crashed onto the table?
I didn't hear any noise because I went blank. I was embarrassing.
Oh, I went blank.
Wow. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I got fired because I was doing the secretary/timekeeper, and she was padding my hours. And the foreman one day opened they came in envelopes, and he opened it and saw it one day, and he's going, how the hell are you getting more money than I'm getting? You know?
Because you're much better at it than he was.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. There's a hockey game tonight.
Yes.
If you can go, and only if you can go.
Right.
Give us a call at 818-955-KLOS. The Kings take on the New York Rangers tonight at Crypto.com Arena. And you can get your tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. Or you can call right now if you can go tonight, 818-955-KLOS.
Maybe caller 13 or a whole bunch of more. We're going to take a whole bunch of calls and ask you what? What is it?
We're going to ask you real penalty, fake penalty.
Oh, okay. All right. So if you think you know that, then call now and then we'll take your name and throw it into a drawing and maybe you'll win. Maybe you'll be slapped in the face.
Don't call if you can't go tonight.
That's
though.
Right. Yeah, tonight.
That's key. We have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the New York Rangers tonight.
Whoa.
At the Crypto.com Arena. Get your tickets at LAKings.com/tickets or you can win them right now. KLOS, who's this?
Brian Rodriguez.
Brian. We are going to ask you a question. One of these two is a real penalty in the NHL. The other one I made up.
Okay.
So you just have to tell me which one is a real penalty in the NHL. Here are your two. Contact to the head, contact to the groin.
Contact to the head.
Is a penalty in the NHL. Nicely done. Nice. Contact to the groin should be.
Yeah!
I don't know how that's not.
Hold on, Ryan. Don't go away. Your name is going into the hat. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Yo, this is Anthony. How are you doing?
Good. We are good. Thank you. All right. List of penalties. One is real. One is fake. Slowing down the game. Delay of game.
Slowing down the game.
Incorrect. I'm sorry. It's delay of game.
Yeah, I thought that was my guess.
Shut up, Sluggo. You don't know.
My guess was number 37.
My guess was whatever it was.
Yeah, my guess is the right answer. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Richard Hernandez.
Richard.
All right. Richard, you ready?
Yeah.
Here are your two. One is an actual NHL penalty. One I made up. I'm going to have to rephrase that. One is an actual NHL penalty. One is another term that has to do with hockey. But it's not a penalty.
Ooh, it's getting more complicated.
It's just a it's terminology that's not a penalty.
Richard, we're out to screw with your head. Sorry. All right, here you go.
High sticking, stick handling.
Which of those is really an NHL penalty?
Tie sticking.
Tie sticking is, yes.
Well done, Richard. All right, we're going to put you on hold and put you in the big hat. You might win. Don't go away.
I don't have a big hat.
Oh, it's
what do I do?
Huge.
Okay.
All right. I think there's somewhere else you can stick these. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Chris.
All right. Yeah. One is a real penalty. One's made up. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Holding, grabbing. Holding or grabbing? What?
Holding is real.
That is correct.
Wow, well done. Nice hold on, that. Don't go away. In fact, speaking of, hold on now. Don't do any grabbing. Because actually, that sounds more fun. Grabbing.
It does,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Paul.
Paul?
Yep.
What just happened?
Wow, Paul.
It was your wife calling and then gave you the phone?
Or was that a quick sex change?
It's my daughter.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Your daughter rules.
Yes.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
NHL penalty. Is it tripping or trapping? It is tripping.
Wow, well done, Paul.
Nicely done, man.
And daughter.
But you have to bring your daughter.
Yeah.
You win.
Don't go away, though. You are going to put your name in a hat, and we'll see if you actually win the big game.
All right, we have one more.
One more. All right. KLOS, who are you?
I am Joe.
Joe. All right. Are you ready? One of these is an NHL penalty. One is not.
I am ready.
Spearing, stabbing. Spearing or stabbing?
Which one's real?
Yep.
Spearing.
Spearing is.
Woo!
Nicely done.
All but one. Joe, don't go away. You might be our big...
Don't feel bad, Anthony, but everybody else got it.
Oh, poor Anthony. That sucks. All right, so now he's put them in a... What is that?
That's my butt.
Ow!
Oh, well, there you go. It is foul. Tell you that.
And now he's pulling out the name of the winner, and it is...
And the name of the winner is Joe.
Joe! He is on line three.
Joe.
Howdy, Joe.
Howdy.
Can you go tonight?
I can go.
You are our winner. You get four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the New York Rangers tonight at Crypto.com Arena.
Right on.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I recently had a flood in my apartment. That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I just tell you that's fun?
How long did it take? Hold on a second. I want to hear that.
Yeah, you stop doing that.
How long did it take before you got all that dealt with? Because last I was talking to you, it was still...
It was a long time.
I mean, you had to have the walls ripped out, I would think.
Well, nobody came and helped me clean it up.
Right.
So I had to go to Target and get a mop and a bucket.
Right.
And it took about 4.5 hours to get it up off the floor.
Right.
And
what kind of damage did it do? Though?
Oh, there's still stuff that's damaged.
Yeah.
It hasn't been taken care of.
And mold, I would think, if you're not tearing the walls up.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
So that's great. But when I'm done, I'm going to have a lot of crap I need to get rid of.
Yes.
Any thoughts?
Yes, I do. Actually, it's a brilliant idea I saw online not terribly long ago. This woman and her husband likes to play a game whenever they go over to someone's house. They take one of those things they want to get rid of,
mm-hmm.
and they hide it in plain sight. So if it's a book, well, now, clearly, you're not going to have a book.
Well, it's not going to be ridiculous.
But like, say you have an old...
I actually do have some books, by the way, that I started reading just last year.
Really?
I probably have 20 books.
Readings for losers.
Correct. And I'm a loser.
But like, you know, say a mug or whatever, you put it where it goes. Like if there's, you know, a bookshelf at this friend's house, you just put that book you don't want anymore. Just cram
it
in.
Or if you have a mug that you don't want, where do you
hide that? Yeah, just sort of go into the kitchen.
Or something?
Oh, you mean when you're walking in?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you just, you have any way you can sneak
in. So you find the mug, the place where they keep their mugs, and you put your mug in there with it as if it's supposed to be there.
Yes.
Genius.
And then see if anybody ever says anything about it. You know?
Genius.
I can't imagine, like, you're going through and like, why, did you get this book? Why do we have this book on the Kama Sutra's, like, biggest hits? Where did this come from, dear? So I saw that on social media, but then one of our KLOS folk, Patrick Cosgrave, said that he does this at garage sales. He'll bring some stuff that he wants to get rid of, and he walks around with that thing, that item, for a little while, you know, walks up to the person running the garage sale and asks, how much is this?
His own thing.
Yes. And then whatever they say, doesn't matter how much the price is, he says, you know, it's not really the one I'm looking for, and puts it back, puts it down, puts it anywhere.
So he literally adds his crap to the garage sale.
Yes. And he says he's completely emptied out, like, his everything in the last couple of years that he wanted to get rid of.
I don't know that I would have the... I enjoy that.
I love that idea.
I do, too.
That I love.
But how many things are you going to get rid of that way?
Yeah, he says he's gotten rid of a ton of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I mean,
it seems like a lot of work to get because you could just throw it out. Yes, agree.
Oh, sure. Who cares about that? Yeah,
but you can just throw it out.
Don't give it to charity or throw it away.
That'd be ridiculous.
You want to have some fun with
anybody else use it.
And you know, in that way, you're actually kind of giving to charity because let's say someone gives them $10 for it, you've done something nice for your fellow man. But what I always wanted to ask, and I haven't asked him yet, how many people have said, "Wow, I don't even know what this is. I don't know, $10." I don't know where this came from.
I wonder if they actually admit. I assume they wouldn't admit that they don't know what it is.
I agree. I think they would just come up with a price.
I assume that it would be embarrassing, yes. So they would just go look at it and go, $5?
Just seems fun, doesn't it?
It does seem fun. All right. You and I have our weekends planned for about 3 months. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Here's a tweet from Sam Gali, MD. Hi, ER doctor here.
Okay.
I can't believe I have to say this, but do not consume your own urine in an attempt to treat COVID.
Oh, wow. You know, like the flat earth whole thing and birds aren't real. Those all, I'm absolutely 100% positive, get started as a joke. You know,
probably, yeah.
Just to see who's going to believe it, who's going to try it. I mean, we used to do that all the time in school.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, if you do this.
Now you can do it on the internet and it can go crazy.
Yes, and people 100% believe it. So people are coming and going.
Enough people are going into the ER where this doctor says, I can't believe I have to say it, but do not consume your own urine in an attempt to treat COVID-19.
Wow.
And I'd like to say my stance has changed.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing anymore.
I don't blame you.
You know what? It's scientifically stupid, but if you believe it.
Go ahead.
Drink your urine.
Who cares?
Right?
Send us video.
Mm-hmm. Add it to your mimosa. Whatever you have, whatever you eat, whatever you have. Add it to a drink.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the point of saying no, that's
add
not going to work?
Add it to vodka. Vodka and pee. Sort of the same color sometimes.
Can be.
Sure.
Can be. Sure. It's a very dirty martini. That is a really dirty
bring
martini.
Bring me the dirtiest martini you have. All right. Didn't have to go, but I had found somebody else.
Wonder who thinks that, like, urine, which also, I guess...
I don't know.
It's going to have some sort of property in it that's going to cure. I mean, if it's coming out of you, why would putting it back in you make it go away?
I don't know, dude. I do know that the guy got arrested that started it.
Oh,
it was
really?
A fake doctor that started
oh,
it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he got arrested.
Arrested?
Yes.
Wow.
And then didn't put on a mask in the court. And then the judge threw him in contempt.
Oh, wow.
And then had him arrested and taken out of the court.
Wow. So I was thinking.
You know
thinking,
why? Huh. Science.
I was thinking of, like, let's come up with new things to tell people to do to get rid of COVID.
No,
but suddenly I think that's a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't think that's. If you have a friend that has told you they know of something.
Or you've heard it or read it somewhere.
Or you've heard it or read it, mm-hmm. or you believe it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Or you listen to Joe Rogan. Any of those people. Any of those topics. Call us with miracle.
COVID.
COVID cures.
COVID cures. Well, the ones you've heard of, the weirder the better.
Especially if you know the people.
Yeah.
And if you know the people close enough, we will require their phone number.
That's
and
right.
And we will call them.
Brr, brr.
And conversation.
So drinking my pee is going to get rid of COVID, huh?
Yes. I guarantee. I'm drinking some right now.
818-955-KLOS. Call now.
And may I, by the way, say for the record, Brian Reynolds from Fullerton.
Started by reading this tweet. Hi, ER doctor here. I can't believe I have to say this, but do not consume your own urine in an attempt to treat COVID-19.
Someone said a mimosa is what that is, if you put it into a mimosa.
Yes, it is.
It's a mimosa.
And I have adopted a different strategy. I'm no longer arguing.
Oh, yeah, there's no point.
Listen, if you think that's going to work,
go for it.
You do your thing.
And make sure you give us the results, ultimately.
Here is a tweet from a registered nurse. I am a medical technologist, RN. We've been seeing so many patients with extreme dehydration and extreme urine-specific gravity levels that now it's just we have to ask every person if that's what they've been doing. It's just adding to the insanity we're already facing. I'm so exhausted.
Wow.
Can you imagine it's happening enough that they have to ask people if they drank their own urine?
No, to get rid of the vid, to get rid of COVID.
Yes.
I mean, if it's in you already, whatever. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yes, enjoy. Have a good time.
It's scientifically stupid, but enjoy. You do your thing. You do you.
Yeah, you put in your chocolate milk.
Whatever it is.
Good to go.
All right, so you've heard of a crazy cure for COVID?
Hello. Yeah, I had the strangest cure for the
for COVID. Yeah. What'd you hear?
Yeah. Well, they say that there's, on a hedgehog, there's two bacteria. There's a bacteria and a fungi that's on its skin, and so if they fight each other, and so the bacteria win sometimes, and sometimes the fungi does, and you're supposed to just scrape some of the of the hedgehog's skin off and just consume it.
I think I have read that somewhere online.
That sounds scientifically possible.
yeah, but I mean, I haven't tried it.
Right.
No one has. No one's tried that.
I don't have a hedgehog.
Hey, I'm willing to sell you a hedgehog at a discount price.
$299.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, yeah, you got to stick a hairdryer to your nose. Turn it on high and shoot the hot air into your nose and it'll kill the virus.
I think I read that somewhere,
I've not heard of that one.
There are some crazy... Have you tried it yet? Have you gotten rid of the vid?
Miraculously supposed to get rid of the vid, as Sluggo calls it.
Can you imagine how hot and painful that would be?
That's hilarious.
Wow.
All right.
Are you willing to do it right now? Can we watch you do it?
Sure. All right. Plug in.
Thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS, the most ridiculous COVID...
cure. Miracle cure.
You heard it.
KLOS. Tuesday on the Heidi and Frank Show.
What's happening?
I don't know. I'm hearing a little promo. It was Johnny. Jonathan, is at it again?
Man,
you bastard!
Is really, really trying to sabotage us.
Call him at home.
All right. We are talking about how, let's see, bogus COVID cures. Sorry. A little distracted.
That's a Johnny. Yeah,
was
a, baby.
There was a doctor, an ER doctor, that went on Twitter and said, listen, I know that a lot of you have heard drinking your own urine will cure COVID, but it won't.
I mean, I'm willing to go to pretty weird lengths to, you know, make sure I get away from COVID or whatever, but I don't think drinking my own pee is going to be on that list.
I don't think so either. It does also seem like there are scientists and doctors in the world
that maybe would be like,
And I think I would check with them ahead of the whole urine thing.
Well, you know, so think of your doctor, your family doctor.
Yes.
Think of asking him that question.
Oh, it would be hilarious.
Yeah, I would love to ask my doctor.
He would look at me like I'm an idiot.
You're like, I don't think I can help you
anymore.
Because
I would be an idiot. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You have a ridiculous cure for COVID?
Yep.
All right, what is it?
Jägermeister.
Just straight Jaeger.
Well, no, I like a little monster with it to make a Jaeger bomb.
Okay.
Makes sense.
So you're just saying drink until you don't feel anything.
That's been my policy for years.
That's solid.
Yeah.
I firmly believe the botanicals in the Jaeger.
Oh, wait.
Prevent COVID.
I'm sorry. You really believe this?
Mickey's lying.
No, I'm just messing.
Okay. Woo!
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you very much.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Talking about crazy things that you've seen for cures for COVID?
Yes, sir, and I got a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is what you got to do. You got to find yourself somebody who's already had COVID and is now negative.
Uh-huh.
And then you consume their saliva.
Oh, Kevin?
Consume their saliva.
Come over here, Kevin. Kevin's had it twice.
Yes.
Ugh. So
my saliva is a miracle cure?
Yes, because your saliva has DNA and the antibodies for COVID. Because when they do the antibody test, they swab your mouth. So you'll effectively be getting the antibodies into your system.
I got to say.
You sound like a scientist, first of all.
No, absolutely.
And second of all, you're hot? Because I'll consider it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Although you may have heard otherwise, putting a hairdryer up your nose and turning it on high will not cure COVID.
Oh, really?
That's a lie.
All right, I'm taking my hairdryer back.
So do not try that.
All right.
We talked about the dumbest things you did that you got fired for. A guy with a forklift carried a VW around to different parking lots for about an hour. In our opinion, he should have gotten a raise.
But hell yeah.
He got fired. And if you want to get rid of your junk, take it to a yard sale. Ask the person how much they want for it. Tell them it's too much and put it back.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty. See you tomorrow.
Enjoy. Peace out. Give us the mindset of a baseball team down 2-0 in the playoffs.
Okay, Bean. Well, I had to trade my sister for a donkey. What's wrong with you?
Terrible. Why did you trade your sister for a donkey?
It's a good deal.
To put on a donkey show.
Got up, went to Twickenham, rehearsed until lunchtime, left the Beatles, went home. are the words that George Harrison wrote on this day in rock in 1969 in his diary when he quit the Beatles. They lured him back a couple days later and the concert was canceled.